This podcast delves into the dark, the depraved, and all things to keep you up at night. Listener discretion is advised. Now, sit back, pull the covers over your head, and allow yourself to be taken on a journey through the abyss.
Hello, pod people. I am your host, Ben, and it saddens me to say that Mandy actually is having some medical issues. She is currently in the hospital, so she will not be joining us today. She is okay, though, but please, all the prayers and positive vibes you can send her way, please do. That said, I do have a special guest host with me today, Christina. So, Christina.
Hello.
Yay. So thank you for joining me, Christina. And so when we were starting to go over how we were going to go about this, Christina actually sent me like several cases she was interested in. So blame Christina for this episode. She has given me the shebang. That said, but before we start, I want to play one little snippet here.
Investigation. What were some of your responsibilities?
My initial responsibilities were to interview several witnesses, including the victim's mother, as well as the suspect herself.
The suspect that you referred to just now, who is that individual identified as?
Change the business.
Christine, you said you were having issues hearing it. Did you hear it at all?
I started to hear it towards the end.
Okay. Well, hopefully it picks up better for the people, because I know sometimes I have issues hearing it when Mandy does it too. Basically, it's just the detective talking about how his main functions was to, well, he's the head of the case, so he does a lot of things, but interview the victim's mother right after she discovers her son's head in a bucket. So I'm sure that horrific, right? I can't imagine doing that job.
No.
That said, it gives you kind of an insight into this case and where it's going, people. So, yes, we are looking at Taylor Shabusiness, right? So this incident occurred in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It occurred in the house of the victim's mother. So Shad Therion is the victim, and his mother was not home, and his old classmate, they went to high school together. Her name was Taylor Shabusiness. They decided prior to going to his mother's house that they were going to hook up. It doesn't say anywhere that they were actually boyfriend and girlfriend. It just says that they were sexual partners, right? So we don't really have any insight as to whether or not they had ever dated throughout high school or past that. I would assume since they are 24 years old piece when this incident occurs, and high school, obviously you'd be like 18 max usually. This has been a long time that if they had dated, that information would have been put to the forefront, right? So it seems like they were just hooking up. That said, the incident was on February 2022. So this is recent. This just happened last year. And Taylor Shabusiness and Shad Therion were engaging in sexual intercourse after both consuming methamphetamine. A side note here, I just wanted to put out there that in Wisconsin, it's running rampant. And in the last three decades, methamphetamine has increased crazy amounts. I know it's increased all over the country, too. So it's kind of an epidemic, and it's a definite problem. And you'll see it didn't help this case at all, right? So the report stated that during sex, Shabusiness strangled Therion with a chain. So a chain. I'm assuming they were sleeping together in a bedroom, because it didn't really say. And if his mom's not there, right, like, I don't know why you'd do it any random place, like the garage or the basement where there might be a chain laying around. So they have this chain in the, wherever they're getting busy. That's a problem, right? So she strangles him with the chain. And then she claims that she went crazy and he began to turn purple. But at that point, instead of stopping, if it was some, like, I get that there are people that sometimes like to asphyxiate each other during sex. I'm not one of them. If you are, no judgment. but I would assume that if that happened to the people that do it as a sexual activity, they would then stop if the person started turning purple. But Shabusiness claimed she had already gone so far, so she just decided to keep choking until he died. After that, Shabusiness decapitated him. No surprise, as like the police detective said, his mom finds his head in a bucket. So she decapitated him and cut off his genitalia.
I mean, I feel bad for laughing, but I mean it's above like crazy.
Yes. I mean, it's a ridiculous occurrence and event, and it's like, how the fuck did shit go this bad? But then, like, yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying, because it's like some dude's mother had to find his head in a bucket. This was horrific, but it's like, again, just like, why is the chain there? Like, what's going on? Because, I mean, not to jump too far ahead, but Shabusiness is charged with first-degree murder, and the only way you can be charged with first-degree murder is if the prosecution believes that it was premeditated. Shabusiness says, no, it was just this thing that happened during sex. And then my only point is, the only reason I would lean towards first degree murder, because I would be on Shabusiness's side in that regard, other than, what the fuck do you have a chain for?
Right.
Right?
The only thing that I thought was maybe, like, he was into being choked out during sex, and maybe that's why she had the chain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I guess I just assumed during asphyxiation it was always, like, a silk scarf. But if you're someone who's really into aggressive sex, it could be a chain, right?
So, okay, this isn't 50 Shades of Grey. This is Green Bay, okay?
Yeah, this is 50 Shades of Methamphetamine, I think.
Right.
Yeah, right. And there's other issues that Shabusiness has going on that we'll discuss soon that would make probably the meth usage even worse for Taylor Shabusiness, but...
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. So his mother discovers his decapitated head in the basement in a bucket, which led her to alerting the police, obviously, and ultimately to the arrest of Taylor Shabusiness. Shabusiness would later go on to state that she had fun looking for the organs in reference to when she was cutting him up with the kitchen knives of the victim's mother.
Right.
So... whether or not Shabusiness planned this, I mean, obviously, like, planning it is what makes it first degree. However, like, Shabusiness greatly enjoyed dissecting this person's body. Shabusiness has a lot going on.
Did you see where she attacked her own lawyer?
I did, and yeah, I've got that. We'll get to that stuff, too. I mean, like, this case is a mess.
Yes.
Yeah, she ends up attacking her lawyer. We'll get to, like, he leaves the case. I believe rightfully so. If I'm, like, a public defender and I didn't choose this person, I'm just kind of put with them. And then I get, like, attacked in court. I'm not going to want to do that much more. ultimately, at the crime scene, it was extensive as the body parts were found all over the house and somewhere in a car. Like, so Shabusiness cuts this body all up. Right. We'll get into it later too, but Shabusiness is also accused, charged with, third degree sexual assault. And I was wondering, how could you be charged with sexual assault? And that's because she also does other things to the corpse. So we went to the church.
Right.
So, yeah. Shabusiness is a mess. All right. So I don't know. Like the biggest issue we see at this point is the methamphetamine.
Right.
I just wanted to put a little bit about what I could find about the victim, right? Because I don't feel like the victims are really mentioned in these too often, right? Because it's more interesting, the deviance from society's norms, right? But, like, he was a 24-year-old. He did attend the same school system as Shabusiness, and he worked with his grandpa. in the family business. He was said to love camping, games, and family. And from all accounts that I could find, they said he was a very compassionate and loving person. So I don't think there was any sort of anger or violence or anything going on during this situation that like led to this. I think it, I mean, I'm pretty much the business admits too. She's just strangling him during sex and gets a little too crazy. And when he turns purple, she goes for it. Right. So, it's sad. I mean, it's sad regardless when someone dies, but this guy sounds like he was actually like an okay dude.
Oh yeah. Did you see a picture of him?
I have, and he looks like, I mean, I know you can't judge a book by the cover, but every time I look at him, like, this dude looks like he would harm no one.
Right, he looks like Ed Sheeran, like, mm-hmm. when he was, like, super young, probably.
Yeah, he's just, like, a little, like, and in my mind, like, maybe, like, a hippie version of Ed Sheeran. Like, he looks like a little hippie, yes. Maybe, like, a little stoner kid.
Yeah, he's got a skateboard.
Right.
That's what I'm envisioning, at least.
So, yeah, it's super sad when anyone dies. But, like, this guy looked like he wouldn't hurt anybody. And so it makes it kind of even worse. All right. So, Taylor's your business. Her and Chad Therion, they attended Howard Suamico School.
Oh,
and
never even heard of that.
Yeah, me neither. Obviously, it's in Green Bay. But they were both the same age. Neither one was listed as graduating, oddly. It's kind of weird that you'd have two friends that, like, I'm not saying they didn't graduate. They said that it's not listed anywhere, so that would sound like they probably didn't.
Right.
They were 24 years old when this happened, so they should have, right, at that point. She had a previous record and was accused of fleeing, eluding, and obstructing an officer. I didn't look into much detail into that, but they said that she was sentenced to 3 months in jail and then was put on work release and house arrest. And they said they weren't sure if she was still on house arrest when the whole shebusiness occurred with it's going to be hard for me not to say this.
I think that was one of the most appealing parts of this case is her last name.
Yes. She gave this dude the shebusiness, but we're not sure she was on house arrest during this. Oh, Lord. Yeah, like, yeah, this person is a train wreck.
So you read somewhere where her mom was, or his mom was not home?
I might have just assumed that part. Are you saying the mom was home?
So the mom was home, from what I read. The mom was home. She was upstairs. And when Taylor left because she got hungry to go get something to eat, she heard the door shut at like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor left and went to go get food and just never came back. But that's why she went downstairs, because she wanted to check on her son.
Yeah. That's weird. I mean, the whole story is weird. But
yeah,
it's weird that she left to go get food. No, you should leave because you just killed somebody. And you don't want to be in that crime scene anymore where you're clearly guilty. Not to go get
a snack. I think she went to go get Taco Bell.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I mean, if you're all messed up and just killed somebody, and like, it's got to take a lot of energy to spread his body parts all over like the house and then throw some in the car. She probably she needed the fuck out of some Taco Bell.
She got hungry. She was working hard. I mean, I don't know because I've never done it, but I'm sure cutting up a body is not easy.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's, like, you know how they say, like, crack strength, and, like, I don't know if there's meth strength. I think there is, right? Isn't that a thing?
Meth strength?
Yeah, where, like, someone gets, like, extra strength from being all drugged up.
Let me see here. I'm going to look into that.
Look into it. Cut me off whenever you find it. But shebusiness, obviously, from Green Bay, Wisconsin, as well as the victim. And she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder when she was in the seventh grade, which would make her about roughly 12 years old at the time. And from the account I saw, it said she was medicated for the disorder. So, I mean, it's good that since the seventh grade, she's being medicated for the disorder. But bipolar disorder obviously can have mania, which leads to impulsivity and strangely, methamphetamines, when I looked it up, also can lead to manic-like symptoms like bipolar. So basically what you've got is somebody that, if they were in a manic state, is going to be like double downed on the manic state, because they're not only manic, they're also on methamphetamines, which also causes manic-like states. So, right? And even if she didn't start on a manic episode, you've got to assume that methamphetamines is not going to work well with her bipolar disorder drugs, right? Whatever mood stabilizer she's on, if she's got also antidepressants, right? So she's a train wreck as far as like pharmacologically. She's got a lot of shit going on in her system during this episode.
And it says that meth gives you a false sense of energy.
Okay.
So, but also one thing, like cocaine and is compared to like Adderall, and meth is a similar, like the speedy high is similar to cocaine, but unlike cocaine, the effects of this drug can last up to like 12 hours.
Okay.
But they say that when you're on like cocaine or I'm assuming meth, that you just kind of, you get very in your head and everything is intensified. So if you're feeling a certain type of way about something, say you're afraid of spiders and you see a spider, like you are more upset about that spider than you really should be, because all of your senses are like heightened.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Yeah,
it does. It does. And assume that that's going on and she might also be having a manic episode.
Right.
Right. So that
would be heightened.
And manic episodes can also have you have hallucinations and delusions. If it's a full-blown manic and not a hypomanic episode. That said, I don't think that she claimed to see any hallucinations or delusions, which is kind of odd since she does end up trying the guilty by reason of insanity or innocent by reason of insanity plea, which we'll talk a little bit about. It doesn't work out for her.
Well, I think that that's another reason why she attacked him, because she wanted to look crazy.
Oh, I mean, that could be too. I was wondering, like, because it said that he was just trying to change the date of something and then she attacked him. But I didn't think about that, but that's a good point. If you're trying to look nuts, like, attack your own lawyer, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
But attack your own lawyer and tell everyone that he's the devil and a voice told you to do it, right? Like, go full blown.
It's just crazy. And if you want to talk about, like, women and makeup, I know that you don't want to talk about this, but if you look at her picture
exactly what you're gonna say. She looks beautiful, and then when you see her in court, she looks like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's called shape-shifting.
She shape-shifted.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because if you look at the pictures of her like side by side with the victim when she's all done up and stuff, it's like, that guy looks like he was lucky. But then you see her later and you're like, no, she was lucky.
That is true. That is very true.
Right.
I was just like looking at one of her pictures and I'm like, oh my God, she was so beautiful. And then you see her and you're like, no, that's makeup.
Right. You figure like, I mean, I don't know if this is a fact, but like you figure like possibly during school, she always was makeuped up. So this guy's known her for since then. He's probably been wanting to do this for a long time if they did then, right?
Right.
You have no idea underneath was the devil.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yeah. No, I thought that too. I was like, because she's really pretty. And it's like, no, not at all. Like, she's frightening. She's actually frightening. Anyways. also, another aspect to her that I thought was interesting, and we can kind of talk about this a little bit, because I know you're a true crime fan, clearly. I do a true crime podcast, right? And I know a lot of people are true crime fans, and Netflix makes a shit ton of money off of true crime. Clearly it's a huge industry. But Taylor was known to have an infatuation to the point of what friends would call an obsession with serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, who also dismembered and spread body parts of his victims. So she claims she didn't plan to do this, but once he was dead, she goes like full Dahmer mode, and she is apparently obsessed with Jeffrey Dahmer. So I guess my question on that would be, like, are we all fucked up for being interested in serial killers?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I have a theory on it. I mean, I think some people are fucked up in general play. I mean, obviously, like, some of us worse than others. All of us are a little bit, but I think, you know, everyone has, we've got a vast array of how people are and how they react. But I think that the big fascination with serial killers and true crime, if I was going to, what I feel in my spirit is, I think it's just interesting to see outliers, right? To see cases where people deviate from the social norm. We know we wake up every day and go to work, and then we might come home, we're going to eat, we might wash our dishes, we're going to brush our teeth, we might watch Married at First Sight. I just killed season 10, so that's a real story. But my point is, we don't think about going out and killing somebody. So I think it's just fascinating to how does a human get to this point. I think, to me, I think that's the allure, is that it's just such a deviation from normalcy that it becomes exciting and interesting.
I think that's what it is for me, too. And I'm more or less obsessed with, like, crimes that haven't been solved. Yeah. Like, because you want to know what this person was thinking that went out and, like, just killed somebody out of, like, nowhere. Right. Like, did they have a relationship? Or, like, for example, those other two cases that I was talking about, I'm just so curious, like, what was going through your mind when you decided to do that?
Yeah.
Now, meth was going through her mind in this case, but, like, what was going through all these other people's minds when they're like, you know what? I just need that one kill. What happened to you when you were a child? Like, all these things just go through my mind. And then, you know, so every once in a while, like, you got to take a break.
Right. I mean, yeah. Like,
I don't think I can read or listen
to the podcast about it. Yeah. I'm the exact same way. When me and Mandy first started doing these, actually, like, I'd also just started graduate school at the same time. And I was, like, overwhelmed and stressed. And it's like, just, like, read this, look at this. And I started to get, like, depressed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I could do it in doses. And that's why I also have to watch things like Married at First Sight to erase that stuff from my mind and see, like, if you've seen season 10, which we'll discuss another day.
Oh, my God. Austin, I'm watching Jessica, it right now.
Austin and Jessica are amazing.
Who is it?
Austin and Jessica. They're amazing. They will give you all the hope in the world that love is real.
Okay.
But that said, yeah, like, I agree with you, too, and especially as a psychology student, that should have been my first response. But, yeah, looking into what physiological differences in the brain and things that happen in people's childhood is also extremely interesting as to how someone could get to the point where they would do these horrific things that most of us, like, only thought existed in movies. I mean, I think we know that it's real. We know the news exists. We know that businesses are out there. But we don't process it, right? Like, it's really just a movie thing. It's like, that's not real.
Right. Because until something happens, like, close to home.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as real.
For sure.
And still, when it happens close to home, it takes a very long time to process something like that. Because you're like, how did that happen right down the street from me? Or, how did that happen to someone I know?
Right.
It's one of those things where it's like, it just doesn't become real until, like, it actually hits home.
Right.
I guess it's like, you know.
I don't want to go into details of it because of the family, but I mean, you might even know them too, but there was a triple homicide and then the person's in jail in Canton right now. And it's like, I've met that guy several times. Right. And it's like, he seemed like a normal dude. It's like, right. Especially when you know them and they seemed like a normal person. And it's like, how do you go from the person I met that was normal to this?
Right. It's so scary. Well, it's like, for example, like, I used to work at Honey Baked Ham and for, like, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And there, we used to have cops because women would get in fights over hams. And I'm not even joking. So they had to have a police officer at Honey Baked Ham. And then, like, later on, I found out that he was, like, a really bad cop. And, you know, it's like you grow a relationship with these people and you're like, I could have never seen that happen. Right. Ever. Right. And he did some really gross stuff. And it's like, it's just one of those things where it's like, now if you see that person in public, you're like, oh gosh.
Right.
I don't know. Do. Right. Like, run.
You brought up another interesting point in that is that, like, these killers and serial killers and they all have this ability. I think we all do to an extent. We're just not committing these crimes, right? But, like, to compartmentalize ourselves where it's like people said that Ted Bundy was, like, super nice and cool, right? And, like,
yeah,
I'm sure there were people that thought Jeffrey Dahmer was a good guy, right? And it's like, how are these people able to be, like, he was good to you, but then he's doing these crazy things.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the BTK killer was, like, one of the heads of his church. Like, he was married with kids, and, like, he was one of the heads of his church, and they loved him.
It's scary.
It's very scary, because it means, like, you really don't know anyone.
No. You don't know anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of, look at the last podcast you guys did. You just don't know anyone, right? You know, ever. So, I am reading though. I was like looking this up. Shabusiness has a husband.
Really?
And he is also in jail.
So Shabusiness got married after being arrested.
No.
Whoa.
It looks like she was married before.
Is it bad that this person decapitated someone? In my mind, I'm like, oh, she cheated on her husband.
Right. Oh, my right? gosh. Well, maybe she just felt really bad, so that's why she choked him out.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my gosh, you're making me cheat on my husband. This is the end of you.
Okay. He was in... Okay. He was incarcerated at the time of the murder.
Yeah.
And that's what I assume. Incarcerated. Yeah.
And I know that I've heard of people that have done that. Like, yeah. They kind of treat it like if you're arrested, then it's null and void till you get out. It's like, I'm not sure that's how the vows work.
But they have a child, too.
Wow.
The two have also, yeah. So they've been dating since 2014. Okay. Or 2017, I'm sorry. And, ooh, yeah, he's a little scary looking. You should look him up. His name is Warren. I'm assuming it's Warren Shabusiness, but I don't know.
Warren Shabusiness.
I'm gonna warn you about Shabusiness.
Right. I'm gonna have to look about later. I can't find Warren Shabusiness.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's actually mind boggling. I didn't see that anywhere. So yeah, apparently Shabusiness also was cheating on her husband when she decides to sleep with this guy and strangle him out. One thing that I thought kind of led to my theory that she might have also been in a manic episode, plus the myth, is that it does, you know, manic episodes can make you very impulsive and self-harming behaviors such as promiscuity are also very tied to bipolar disorder. So it's possible that some of this stuff she didn't have control over, especially once the meth is introduced to her system. I'm not putting anything out there that's saying that, like, this person isn't totally to blame for this, because if you have, okay, I shouldn't even say the if you have, you shouldn't be on meth. However, if you have a mental disorder, you shouldn't be on meth, right? So she should have been taking care of herself, and I don't know that she's properly medicating, but, like, once you throw in methamphetamine, even if you're taking your medications regularly, you're no longer properly medicating. So, she's to blame whether she's to blame or not, meaning if she couldn't control herself, it's kind of her fault at this point. In my opinion.
Oh, no, I completely agree, but I just feel that she is a very smart woman. because I think that she wants to get away with this by clearly saying that it wasn't planned. But then to throw herself at her lawyer is going to help her case to possibly get her into a different type of jail, like not normal. And I mean, she like walks into the courtroom and her face is so creepy, like she's smiling. Like, you decapitated someone. Yeah. Someone has to be like behind this woman being like, just act like you're crazy.
I mean, it's very possible. Let's jump into the charges real quick, and then we'll go into the whole, yeah, the whole case where, I mean, I watched the video. I wish we had the ability to play the video, but I listened to it. It doesn't have much sound to it, but we can kind of describe what happens in it. But charges, so Shabusiness charged with first-degree murder. Like I said, first-degree murder, you would have to have a premeditated murder. The only thing I could see that make it premeditated would be the chain. They just said that the knives that she dissects him were from his mom's kitchen, right? So she didn't bring those with him, her. She might not have even known the knives were there. The chain, I don't know. I don't know if she brought the chain. I don't know if, but like you said, the chain could have just been a sexual thing, which means that, I don't know. I mean, the case is still ongoing. It's not over. So you're not thinking she's probably going to get first degree, because I think that if her defense is good at all, they're going to talk it down to second degree just because she doesn't seem to have planned this. That said, she's also charged with, mutilating a corpse. That one's obvious, right? She decapitates him. She cuts his genitalia up. She puts parts of his body all over the house and in a car. She definitely mutilated the corpse. And she is charged with third-degree sexual assault. Like I said, at first, the couple articles I saw just kind of stated that, and they did not go into any detail as to why she was being charged with sexual assault, given that like they were I can say all accounts, but it doesn't mean much because one of the accounts is from a dead person. So, I mean, there's not really an account there, but I assume it was a consensual sexual thing. But the reason was, and when I say play forward, it's actually her quote. The reason sexual assault is included is that Taylor claimed to play with the body after the victim was deceased. So I don't know if she's giving the dead body a handjob, if she literally did necrophilia and slept with him. She did sexual stuff to the body before she cut him up. So, yeah. How do you feel about that?
Okay, so wait a minute. Real creepy question. Like, is it hard when you die?
How can you do that? I would assume that if he died with it hard, that it stayed hard for a while. Okay. Maybe even, I mean, I'm not going to say like, where the body all gets hard, but that takes like a day, right?
Right.
Rigor mortis, right? It's not rigor mortis, but I would imagine that it would take like at least a few minutes to not be hard, but it doesn't need to be hard, because all it says is she said she played with the body. So, I mean, he could be limp and she's just messing around. But, like, this is the worst part of it, is, like, they could not know that. Because she already was having sex with him. They could not know that. It's the fact that she said she played with the bot. She put that charge on herself. She told them that.
That is just nuts. But that's also her trying to look like she's crazy. So it's I'm playing devil's advocate. Yeah, she could be bipolar, but she's also trying to look like she's crazy at this point.
Yeah, and I believe you. However, she's not very knowledgeable about that, because Mandy, I have a lawyer friend named Martina, and she's told us multiple times, because we're like, how can this person not be crazy, right? Like, Jeffrey Dahmer was found competent for trial, and the thing is, it's not about whether or not you do things that deviate from normalcy. It's whether or not you understand the crime you committed and were reasonably able to actually determine what you were doing. So the only way she could get off for insanity is if she was like blacked out during it or something to that regard. But because she told them all this shit, it shows that she was completely competent. Like, the fact that you say you played with the body means you know what you did.
Right.
Right? So she was not very knowledgeable when she was approaching this, or she probably would have had a better chance. Although it's extremely difficult to get not guilty by reason of insanity. It's almost non-existent. It's like a very small percentage where you can get that to occur. And the reasoning being, because it's only about whether or not you know what you did. Right? So it doesn't have anything like Jeffrey Dahmer, her hero, he was not found. He tried. It didn't work. Right? And you would, I don't think anyone would say Jeffrey Dahmer wasn't mentally ill. Of course he was, but he knew what he was doing.
Oh my goodness.
What's that?
Okay. So there, I'm creeping on her Facebook page while you're talking.
Yeah.
And so she posted something December 16th of 2021. And it says, zoom in the first thing you see is how you'll die. Oh, sex Lord. Addiction was hers.
Oh, Lord. So this is yeah. before she commits this crime. And she says she's going to die from a sex addiction.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But the thing is, like,
put something.
That's go probably ahead. One of those random generators, right, that pops up something. But those are based on what you post. Right?
Right.
So even if it's a random generator, they're like, this chick's way into sex.
Right.
Yeah. That's no good. No bueno.
No.
A very premonition there, right? That something bad's going to happen. I mean, it wasn't her, but it was.
No. But then she has another post. Like, so people, if you want to look this up, she has her last name first. It just says Shabusiness Taylor. And like January 13th of 2022, it says, went off and told an addict, quote, I'll never stop buying you dope so I could sit back, watch you die, end quote.
Wow.
Right. So man, it's like.
I couldn't find any interviews with her, but I wish I could have. But my guess is because the trial is ongoing, they're mm-hmm. not out there.
Oh, they're not going to be out there for a while.
Yeah, but it's
but
like,
they will.
Yeah, but given the shit that she says and like saying she plays with the body, say, and then she's got all this stuff about wanting to see people die as an addict, and like she's probably the most interesting person in the world
at this point. And I mean, she very well could have done this because she knows how famous Dahmer is, and she just wanted to be like him. If yeah. you said that it was an unhealthy relationship there with her obsessing over him and what he did, she could just have done this because she wanted to become famous.
Right, absolutely. And it's very sad because, like we were talking about, whether it's wrong or not or bad or not, that so many people are fascinated with serial killers and true crime and missing cases. And it's like, this is the only negative that I can really see. I mean, other than like we said, it can be depressing. You definitely need to withdraw from that. That can't be your whole life. But that said, like the real drawback is that these people do get famous from this. Right?
Oh yeah.
Ted Bundy should not be super famous, but he is. Jeffrey Dahmer should not be super famous, but he is, right? And so you could see, especially if someone doesn't have a lot going on in their life, you've got someone who it seems like probably didn't even finish school, and I don't know what their perspectives were. Their husband's in jail, right? Like, I don't see a lot of, and they're on possibly still on house arrest, right? Themselves.
Right.
There's not a lot of shiny light, like shiny hope there, right? So you could see how, like, someone in the back of their mind, they might be like, but if I did this, the whole world would know me.
Right. But, you know, the fact that she had a child. And now that child isn't, I mean, because mom and dad are both in jail.
Yeah.
And so now this little boy is going to be, or girl, I don't know, is going to be raised by the system, which is probably not a bad thing.
At this point, with those two,
right.
Probably no. Probably no.
But, oh my gosh. But I would hate to be the person that got that child and if she ever got out of jail.
Yeah. My thing is, like, I feel if I was the child, I mean, obviously this is a new kid, the child's young, but like, Shabusiness sounds like a made up name anyways. Change that shit. Like, change it. Your name is now, it's a son, you said? Tom Clark. business.
It looks like, so on her Facebook page, it says like family over everything. And then Warren, which is
the dad.
Husband, yeah. And then Taylor, and then Mateo. So I'm assuming maybe that Mateo is the child.
Yeah. Interesting.
But,
yeah. Very interesting. All right. So, yeah, as we said, like, it said, I didn't know you could do this concurrently, but Shabusiness pled not guilty and not guilty due to diminished mental capacity. So apparently you can do those simultaneously, but I don't know why you would. Because if you plead not guilty by diminished capacity, you're saying that you did it, but you couldn't help yourself. So I don't know how you could also then plead not guilty on its own right. Unless that's always concurrent, and I just didn't know that. Like, if it's like not guilty and not guilty because of this. That said, upon an initial assessment and a follow-up competency exam, the doctor determined that Taylor was competent to stand trial, and the judge, Thomas Walsh, agreed. All right, so the trial began on February 23rd, 2022, and then, as we had said, and we'll kind of describe it the best we can, there was another incident legally where in court, this was just 2 months ago. Like I said, this is an ongoing trial. This is all, like, recent. Like, this is new stuff. So this is exciting, breaking shit right now. I mean, well, 2 months ago. She attacked her own lawyer, Quint Jolly, by swinging her handcuffs at him. That's all I saw in writing, but then when I looked at the video, it's way more than that, right? She's, like, pounding her double fists into his throat and his chest, and she's on top of him, right? And then she is finally tackled by Sheriff Deputy Randy Von Hayden, and then they had to do more security. She's got leg shackles now and other things, because she was giving them the shabusiness. She claims
that'll never get old.
Right, it won't. Like, but she claims to have zero recollection of attacking Mr. Jolly, which also makes her, like you said, look a little bit more insane. It's like, I don't remember attacking my lawyer, but she wasn't smart enough to say she didn't remember attacking Therion, right? Or Tyrion. So, like, or Therion, yeah, my bad. But, like, yeah, we get it. Now you're saying you're in a blackout? You should have said that about the whole crime if you're going to plead not guilty because of diminished mental capacity. So her lawyers should have steered her better in that regard. I think it was too late, honestly, right? Because she probably didn't lawyer up because it was a public defender until she'd already said some of these incriminating statements, like, I played with the body and I enjoyed looking for his organs when I was cutting him up. Like, at that point, you've already said you're there.
Oh, right. Well, right. You enjoyed looking for the body parts that you put places. Oh, right. No, she said organs. Like,
the
she
organs, was, yeah. I think when she was dissecting him, she enjoyed looking for the organs. So, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, how'd you feel about the video? Like, it wasn't just swinging her handcuffs at him, right?
Oh, no. I mean, she had both of her, like, okay, so you're handcuffed, and then make two fists, and then she's, like, taking all of her body and, like, going towards him with that.
Yes.
So, like, all of her strength, all of her body is going with it. It's just, no, she definitely should have remembered that.
Yeah.
And it was over a date, right? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, he was changing the date of something, and I don't know if she didn't like that or if she had planned to already attack, and that was just the catalyst that she used as a kind of this. Well, I mean, it wasn't even, she didn't even try to use a catalyst, right? She said she doesn't even remember doing it. So, said, like, when you're talking about her all on him and, like, hitting him and like up, like, it's also like a normal court looking area, right? So you've got the table in front of them, and then right behind where he's being attacked is, like, the rows of seats, right? So it's like, he's got nowhere to go. He's just kind of pushed backward. Like, he doesn't have the ability to get out of the way.
And it's like, I mean, he wasn't even looking at her. So, therefore, he had no idea that she was going to react to this the way that she did. Because if he had, then he would be looking at her. He's looking straight ahead. And you can see her where she's like, she's got both of her hands together because she's in cuffs, and she's like going full throttle towards him. She didn't even get out of her chair. She was like in her chair. Like,
goodness. And I don't think it was the date. And I'll tell you why. Because unless someone's in a diminished capacity where they can't actually make decisions, and then they need somebody assisting them, and the lawyer's kind of doing all of that, you've got to figure that Taylor and Quint Jolly have already discussed changing the date. He didn't do that on his own. She's part of that decision.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, like, that right there, her attacking him, somebody is feeding her information, telling her, like, hey, when you go in there, you need to look crazy. Hey, maybe attack your attorney.
Right. Like, if you attack the prosecutor, you just look mad. If you attack your own attorney, the only person that's standing up for you, right, that's a little different. That said, Quint Jolly, who is her public defender at that point, asked to be removed from the case. And the judge, thank goodness, agreed that given that he just got attacked in court, that was okay. So she does have a different public defender in place at this point, and the trial is still ongoing.
So does she have like a mom and dad?
That's what I'm wondering, because you were talking about how she said all this about family, and I didn't see anything. I mean, I didn't see anything. I even looked up like her history, and I couldn't find anything about her parents. It kind of just started with her 7th grade diagnosis of bipolar disorder. It's like, clearly she lived 7 years prior to that point. I don't know. But I assume if you say family is everything, well, I shouldn't assume that.
Because you could have met her kid and her husband.
Her kid and her husband, right? Because especially, I mean, I'm not saying that this is the only way you would care about family, but somebody that didn't have family might also be like very protective of the new one they built.
Right.
So it could go either way on that. I assumed, though, that she had family and it just wasn't mentioned, but I don't know why it's not mentioned anywhere, because unless the family is like, we're not talking to anybody, leave us alone, right?
Right. Well, if you look on her, I'm a creep. I'm like,
no, that's good. I like the Facebook insights.
So on her Facebook, so January 13th of 2022, so that was a month before this happened, it says, I got hitched to show them my commitment, loyalty, and dedication to them, that I was never gonna be how I used to be. Then they turned around and fuck on me. There's no way I'll ever go into another relationship. # can't trust no one.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's like, so her profile is actually public. Clearly, I'm not friends with her. So, but like, there is 612 comments. People are like commenting like crazy on all of the stuff that she posted back in the day.
What year was that recent that she posted the thing about not getting in other relationships?
Yeah, it was a month before she killed him. So I don't know.
I'm wondering if somehow her husband was able to have a conjugal visit and cheat in jail?
That is a very good question. Or the other thing, he dropped the soap.
Right? And like, whatever she's mad about, though, possibly a catalyst to being like, F that guy, I'm going to sleep with whoever I want.
Right. And so maybe that's where our friend Shad came in.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. But like a month before you say that, and then you go and kill someone. So is she taking her anger
out on Shad. Warren
out on Shad? You know?
It's quite possible. If I had to really guess as to how Shad and her ended up in this predicament, though, like, I don't want to throw rocks at the victim, because I'm not saying he's the one that got it or whatever. It was like, they might have just been like meeting up to do drugs together, and then the sex was just kind of a byproduct, right?
Right.
I don't know.
Oh my God. And someone was like, girl, you and me both. If this man cheats on me, I will never trust another. Barely got faith in this one. And then she said, I like my hand better anyways. So she was
business in that?
Yeah.
It's very weird because it's like if her husband is in prison at, or is in jail at that point and wasn't able to touch it, it's like, is she also dating someone else?
Right. Like what is going on?
I would imagine that in jail, like, this guy's kind of got no ability to be with anybody else.
Yeah,
unless someone said they're talking to him or something, where we don't know they slept with somebody, but you know how rumors get out there, and it's like, oh, your man's in prison sending me messages, and you know what I mean? Who knows?
Yeah. Well, and if you look at this baby, the baby does not look anything like dad. Just saying.
Wow.
At least I don't think that he does. It's a little boy. He's cute. I'll give him that.
Super interesting. So everybody definitely check out Shabusiness Taylor on Facebook. Because it sounds like there's a lot of at least interesting comments and things that you can scroll through there and see pictures of her child and husband. And definitely also look up the video on Taylor Shabusiness attacking her own lawyer, because it's very quick and super interesting. You see, like, exactly what she did, which is definitely a violent assault.
Right. Oh, she cray.
She cray.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to figure out if Warren's last name is Shabusiness.
Yeah, I don't know. When I just looked up Warren Shabusiness, I didn't find anything, so my guess is no. And not to sound judgmental, but Taylor Shabusiness doesn't sound like she is someone who's going to take someone else's last name. She's kind of her own thing.
Right. Oh, yeah. I probably
like,
would.
I won't be controlled by no man. Oh.
Okay, so his name is Warren, and it's Chabot.
Chabot.
So
she created her last name.
I'm going to go ahead and say that she probably changed it at some point in her life.
Yeah, I would think so, too. And it's like, that's another reason probably why family's not mentioned a lot, is because they probably have a different last name.
Yeah. Well, and he doesn't have anything interesting, because it looks like the last time, he has 37 friends, from what I'm seeing.
When's his last post? I just want to see if it gives kind of a references to the timeline of when he got arrested.
2012. So, but I was seeing that he got arrested in 2017.
Okay. So he hasn't used social media for a long time, even prior to being arrested. Yeah. Do you know what he was arrested for by chance?
It did not say.
Okay.
So I need to look. I think I sent you the article too.
Okay. I'll check it out. But yeah. So check out Warren Chabot as well. Sounds like an interesting just family in general.
Oh, yes.
Goodness gracious. Well, any other thoughts on Taylor Shabusiness before we put the kibosh on this?
I feel like you really love the fact that you're like trying to rhyme with this. You're obsessed
with it. I mean, I like alliteration.
Yes. No, I think we pretty much covered that
one. Shabusiness.
Yeah, but we'll have to do a follow-up her final court date.
Yeah, for sure. We need to do a follow-up after the court date. And also, I know Mandy's got on the website where you can write to people just in hopes that we could get someone to talk to us for the podcast right now, because she wants to befriend people in jail. But that said, like, I feel like Shabusiness would be a good one to contact.
Oh, yeah.
But
if she hears this, Taylor, give us a call. We want to pick your brain.
Yes, Taylor. We would love to hear from you. Also, Warren, we'll talk to you, too. Anyone involved.
Yes, anyone.
All right, guys. So that will bring us to the end of our episode on Taylor Shabusiness. We hope you enjoyed it. Again, I am Ben, and thank you very much for joining us, Christina.
Thank you.
It's been a good time. And again, please put positive messages or positive thoughts and prayers out for Mandy, who is not doing great right now. I mean, she's okay, but like definitely would be happy to get your prayers and thoughts. So please send them her way. And that said, this is Through the Abyss Podcast. You can find us on throughtheabysspodcast.com, where we have multiple platforms that you can listen to the show on. You can listen to it through there. You can listen to it through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, whatever. It's all of them. You can find us everywhere pretty much. So please look it up. And thank you again for joining us for the Taylor Shabusiness episode. Yeah, that's about it. All right. So thank you again. All right. Bye bye. All right, guys, so that wraps up this episode, and we've got another one under our belt. Thank you guys again, and as always, stay spooky.
Spooky stuff!